He spoke the truth. God was his father. He could not lie. And so I cannot lie. And I was like, God has ordained me and done a lot, and he intends great things for me. But, you know, I got to remember this, you know, we have to keep our mind properly. But it's like, if Christ took on the form of a servant, I'm made in the form of scum, of the scrapings off the bottom of someone's boot. I am made of the form of filth and the offscouring of all the perverse things of the earth. That's the form I come in. So whatever it is I'm going to be by God, praise God. But I know where I came from. I know the form I come from. I didn't come from God. I came from the earth. I'm earthly, carnal, disgusting. But he came down, sacrificed himself to the end that I, this pitifully low thing, he could call me friend, brother. That's more, it's like, I don't know, to be high-minded and vainglorious in that, honestly, if you're that mind, you can never obtain it. You know, people always say to me, well, I've just been said many times, well, Paul, you can't be righteous or perfect, because if you were, then you'd be proud. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I'm sorry. Or, you know, there's a collection of stupidest things I've ever heard, and that's part of the collection. It's not stupider than anything I've ever heard. There's like a big bowl, and it's filled to the brim with really stupid things. Because if I was indeed perfect, then I couldn't be proud. Because pride is sin. And if I had sin, then I wouldn't be righteous. So then, right, you know, if you have true righteousness, you can't be proud, because then you aren't righteous anymore. It's circular. You can't get out of it. Lowliness of mind is part of righteousness. It's part of being like, how could you be like Christ and be high-minded? When the God of the universe puts on a towel like a slave and washes the feet of his servants. You know, like I was talking about the love your wife as you loved, as Christ loved the church. He was Lord of us, and he bent down and washed their dirty feet. Now, I'm lower than the stuff he washed off their feet. Verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. You know, that's just amazing. You know, even the death of the cross. He became obedient. And I tell you, and in the flesh, even going to the cross, Christ prayed earnestly, Father, let this cup pass from my hand. And he certainly had the crucifixion in mind. You know, everyone who wants to say otherwise is just, you know, I don't even know why I brought it up, honestly. I guess because I know the people who are out there. So Christ, you know, he knew he had to. He wanted to offer himself willingly. That doesn't mean he can't feel the feelings that a man would feel going into that knowingly. You know, it's one thing to get in your car and drive out and get in an accident in which you are horribly mutilated and killed or something along those lines. One thing to just get in the car. Now, imagine knowing that's going to happen. Knowing you're going to be horribly killed. And get in your car and go anyways. Do you know the kind of strength you need to do that? Knowing, you know, it's God's will, you know. What man throws himself in front of a bus like that? And Paul said in the last book, no man hath yet hated his flesh. Oh yeah, I know some people throw themselves in front of the bus. They're despairing and so on and so forth. Yeah, But I'm talking about people in their right mind. Christ was in his right mind. But he humbled himself. And offered himself. You know, it says being found in fashion as a man. What's that mean, fashion? It's a schema or schema. It looks a lot like scheme. In fact, we probably get our word scheme from it. Like I said, isn't it amazing how many English words come from Greek? And probably no small thanks to the scriptures. Yeah, it means a figure. As a mode or circumstance, but by implication, it's an external condition. You know, so notice he didn't say in the form of a man. Though he took upon himself the form, which is the same word above, as a, you know, if the form of a man. You know, having the likeness of men, the resemblance. You know, but he was a man. But he divested himself of the glory of God, which he possessed in God from before the world began. Because by him he created all things. And by him all things even now consist. And this one, the creator, now becomes a man. Something infinitely smaller than the creator. I mean, it's just astonishing. When you really think about that idea of the God coming down like that. Some people say, oh, well, there's lots of religions of the gods coming down. Fair enough. But still, not like this one. Those gods come down and they, you know, they have their wives and they do this. They're just like men. Jesus was full of grace and truth. He was not like those others. Like the man always makes God their gods like themselves, you know. Just like the way man, even Christians, try to make heaven after their own image. They want to make it full of food and houses and so on and so forth. You know, and, but, you know, they make their gods love to eat and drink and have sex. And they love to do the things that we love to do. They love sports and war and blah, 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 blah. As the heavens are higher than the earth, saith the Lord, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Though God is a man of war,